Welcome to Base Alpha Kilo, radio for and about Alaska's military. I'm Lynn Meady. Today, the Army's Ready and Resilient campaign brings help and strength to Alaska's soldiers.
Become a sponsor of Base Alpha Kilo. Get your message out and show support for our troops. For details, contact Wynn Meady at yahoo.com. That's W-I-N-N-M-E-T-E at yahoo.com.
When duty demands, a soldier's primary mission is to go to war. Add the other high-stress factors of military life, and it can all easily carry back to the workplace and, of course, home. The Army's Ready and Resilient campaign, R2C as it's called, works to eliminate sexual harassment and assault, suicide and bullying, hazing, substance abuse, and domestic violence. Sergeant First Class Christopher Fersman, a certified Master Resilience Trainer, says there's a wide array of services available to help soldiers in crisis.
We have ASAP, the Army Substance Abuse Programs. We have the behavioral health, where soldiers who either deployed or they get some type of traumatic event here in garrison can go. We have ACS, Army Community Service Counselors, who can help them with family life counseling, financial counseling.
All these services, however, can help anyone who won't use them. Traditionally, soldiers seeking help for such issues have struggled with perceptions of being weak. Fersman says that this is where the resiliency aspect comes into play.
The old programs were geared towards the organizations that can help you, but now we're trying to foster that inner strength in soldiers that will allow them to go out and seek that help if they need it.
The Army is so strong on its R2C program that recently all routine training was set aside to ensure that all soldiers know what help is available and, equally important, to remove the stigma or fear of reprisal for seeking help.
It was not a set stigma, but that's how some soldiers used to see it. We realized that's an issue, and the Army is saying now that, hey, we're human, we're not machines, so we need help.
In today's Army, Fersman says incoming generations seem more likely to seek counseling than their predecessors. Thank you for joining me here today at Base Alpha Kilo. In Homer, Alaska, I'm Lynn Meady.